The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good afternoon. Welcome to a very extremely hot day all around West Central Florida. I'm Bill Bunkley, and this is the Bill Bunkley Show. I want to tell you that just about 2 hours ago, over in St. Petersburg, I got into our family van, cranked up the family van, and I have never seen the temperature gauge on the dashboard hit 100 degrees. Now, I don't know if it actually got all the way to 100 degrees there in St. Petersburg, just right there off the coast. But it was 100 degrees on the dashboard. And I know that even if you look at all of our local weather advisors with the very media markets, they're all talking about 100 degrees when you factor in the humidity, et cetera, et cetera. But I got an actual reading of 100 degrees. And now I want to tell you that you need to be taking extreme caution if you're outdoors. And we have many visitors here, and it doesn't take long for a visitor to look like a very good-looking Maine lobster. You know, one that's just gotten right out of the pot, if you know what I mean. But no, you need to be careful out there, and yours truly has to be extremely careful, since I have undergone not only my chemotherapy for my leukemia as well as the bone marrow transplant, and I'm in this 2 to 3 year period of watching everything I do very closely, I have to put either suntan lotion on every day for my basically my hands and my face, because even though it's summertime, I'm pretty much wearing long sleeve shirts until it gets to be 6 to 7 o'clock at night. But in my situation and with my body chemistry, I'm pretty much adjusted to being vulnerable to the sun's rays and melanoma. So I've got to admit it to you, I got to admit to you that with being born and raised here in Tampa, I foolishly, in my younger days of heading to the beach, just baked myself, you know, at several times over probably a decade, just get now get that deep tan, et cetera, et cetera. And fortunately, you know, God has brought me through to this point. I get opportunities for them to look over my body to make sure that everything's, you know, in order in terms of nothing to cut off and check. I think I had something cut off and checked maybe 10 years ago off my skin. But it is a scorcher out there, and even though we've got a 10% chance of rain, I don't know if we're going to be seeing that. But please take extreme caution when you are out of doors. Well, as always, we have a conversation each and every afternoon. And our producer, Mike Miracle, and yours truly, we do an in-depth look every day as what's happening, and even keep an eye on breaking news while we're with you from 4 to 6. And so we're embarking on yet another week to keep you informed. Now, as far as our regular show is concerned, here are the topics between this hour and the second hour that I hope to discuss with you at 877-943-9673. That is the number to join the conversation, and I enjoy having a conversation with you. Oftentimes, I will learn from you, even though I try to stay one step ahead, and Michael stays 10 steps ahead of me. But other than that, 877-943-9673. Going to talk a little bit about the big bust here in Hillsborough County. Normally, if I address it, we usually are referencing Grady Judd, and those of you who live in Polk County know that it is usually the arrests in Polk County of people I still don't understand. They get caught up in these big sweeps against human trafficking and prostitution. It's amazing to me that about every 4 to 6 weeks they have a sting. And it's as if people are oblivious that if you're going to conduct yourselves in a, well, in my word, a sinful and an illegal way, it would seem to me if you had any sense, you would avoid Polk County. Well, hopefully now if you have any sense, you will avoid my county. But I'll talk about some darkness here in West Central Florida. Anyway, Hillsborough's finest, that is the Sheriff's Department. Their undercover detectives and officers were involved with an operation called Operation Trade Secrets. And they have nabbed about 85 or so human trafficking folks, allegedly, and they've been arrested. We're going to talk about that. Going to talk about strip clubs, and we're going to talk about Ashley Madison. A lot of you hopefully don't even know what Ashley Madison is. And those of you who do know, the question is, do you just know it because being, sort of a prize of the times, or do you know it because of other reasons? And we're going to be talking about their rankings of the top 20 cities in terms of illegal marital affairs, because that's what they do. It's a hookup website. You'll be surprised, out of 20 U.S. cities, 3 are in the top 20 from Florida. I want that to sink in. We'll talk about that today on the Bill Bunkley Show. We'll also talk about Governor DeSantis has signed the budget for the state of Florida. $90 billion, maybe $90.1 billion. That's B with a billion. We'll talk about that. And yes, he vetoed just over $100 million. The war games are underway in Tampa. And if you're thinking that it's something having to do directly with SILCOM, CENTCOM, or Special Operations Command, you are remotely right, but it isn't war games in the sense of actual war games. These are some very special athletes competing here in the heat of Tampa, Florida. We'll talk about that today as well. I want to give a little bit of a shout out to a cable news company that I hardly even listen to, that's desperately trying to climb back into the ratings game, hopefully by changing what they do. But CNN has a division called CNN Films. And I don't know if you saw it last night, but there's a 2-hour special. And it is a special about the 50th anniversary of Apollo 11. Now, Apollo 11 was the space flight where we put two men on the moon. And we're going to be talking about that a little bit today, because it was an excellent piece last night. And I wanted to get the word out, because if many of you are like your host, I don't even spend time other than looking at the CNN headlines to see what angle they've got on the news for the day. But I do want to give praise and credit to where praise and credit is due, because the footage that they are showing, and by the way, the 50th anniversary of Neil Armstrong stepping down off the orbiter onto the moon's surface, I think that date is July the 20th, so that is coming up. 50 years. 50 years. So that means I was about the age of my son Zachary. And I'll relive a little bit with you, and maybe your memories as well, because my mama and my daddy and yours truly, I remember sitting in our very modest house, listening to Walter Cronkite, watching our black and white television screen, watching those images of him coming down, him being Neil Armstrong, coming down the orbiter lander. And anyway, we'll talk about that today as well. And our own Sarasota, did you hear about Nick and LaJana Walenda? You know, they were on the high wire this weekend, and, you know, they lost a grandfather many, many years ago who fell off that wire down in South America. The family, what, a year, year and a half ago, was doing the pyramid, and there was some injuries, serious injuries. So they got it back up on the high wire, and if you haven't heard, guess where they walked? They walked across Times Square in downtown Manhattan, New York. And guess what? There was a slip of the pole that scared Nick. And we'll talk about his testimony on that coming up in a moment. And it's been 150 years since anyone had laid eyes on this Bible. There was a Bible given to Abraham Lincoln in the great state of Pennsylvania when he went to speak at a hospital for those who had been injured in the war. And that book was given by Mrs. Lincoln to a family. This family has held this book all of those years, and they've now turned it over to the Abraham Lincoln Archive so that others can see the book. Influences of the Scripture to the President that guided this nation through its Civil War. We'll talk about that. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. Now, we do have some breaking news just to tell you about, and probably we'll have to put this on either side of our break. But seems like the United States of America has opened up a new offensive against Iran. Now, it isn't necessarily has to do with our military, but it has to do with a major cyber attack of the United States on Iran, and it has to do with some of the banking and putting the pressure, tightening up the screws on the sanctioning against Iran. And so the supreme Iranian leader, who has been taking credit for taking out our drone and showing their military might and how they're going to wipe out the United States. And with all due respect, it's yada, yada, yada. But anyway, we are seeing some of the response that's happening. Well, they have hit the financial sanction area of Iran's business with the world pretty, pretty hard. Supreme Leader Ayatollah Khamenei, as well as his top generals and associates, guess what? The United States has frozen all of their banking and bank accounts outside of the territorial boundaries of Iran. That's right. They're not getting money in. They're not getting money out. And so since they shot down a drone, well, now we're seeing some of the repercussions. And Khamenei is responsible for the hostile conduct of the regime. Mr. Trump said, and I quote, "We will deny the supreme leader and the supreme leader's office and those closely affiliated with him and the offices access to key financial resources and support. We're locking up literally billions of dollars more of assets." By the way, in addition to that, the president has given, I believe, a 2-week decree. We were watching because yesterday a series of illegals were to be rounded up all around America. There's been a delay in that to give Democratic leaders a chance to come around, and so that's why we're not reporting on that today. So here's your invitation again. Get that number ready to go, 877-943-9673, 877-943-9673. Mike the Miracle Man. I tell you what a name. If I had been given that name, Mike the Miracle. Mike Miracle is ready to take your call. Don't let him be the Maytag Man. He loves to chat. 877-943-9673.
Austin is a junior at Sarasota Christian School.
I just love that every class is
not just about the subject. Not only are you learning mentally and growing in the subjects that you're getting, you're also getting a spiritual aspect that you don't really get at another school.
Academics are important, but there's no higher priority than spiritual growth and development within a caring community.
Not a lot of schools have like a retreat where you actually get to go develop as a Christian, but you're also just growing in friendship.
From pre-K through 12th grade, Sarasota Christian is a school where your child will feel accepted immediately, be cared for deeply, and never be made to feel like an outsider.
Yeah, I've always felt welcome here, and that's one of our biggest things that we pride ourselves on. We're really good at inviting and being able to bring kids in and become really great friends.
Sarasota Christian School, dedicated to Christ and your child's success since 1958. Schedule a tour at sarasotachristian.org. That's sarasotachristian.org.
Looking for more than just a job? Searching for a career path with a higher calling? Find a job you can believe in and get excited about at ChristianJobs.com. ChristianJobs.com is the largest Christian employment website with thousands of job listings. They connect devoted people like you with thoughtful employers that share your values. Once you log on and see the quality job opportunities available, you'll never settle for just a job again. Log on to ChristianJobs.com. That's ChristianJobs.com.
Bible Line with Pastor Ralph Yankee Arnold.
In the book of 1 Peter in chapter 4, it says that we have a place reserved for us in heaven that fadeth not away. Eternal in the heavens. We got a place. So I already know I'm going to heaven. But one of the greatest things you can do is that if you have trusted Christ as your Savior, let your loved ones know it.
Bible Line, weekday mornings at 10 on Faith Talk 570 WTBN, online at letstalkfaith.com.
Hey, we're back here at the North Pole this afternoon. Temperature is 40 below throughout the Tampa Bay area. That is what I call fake news. Do you agree? Hey, Bill Bunkley here. We're back. It's scorching out there. Keep in mind all of those very important people that are working outdoors today, doing a lot of the jobs that not only represent full unemployment in this country here as well. And by the way, Florida's unemployment rate dropped a tad again on Friday, so we're still seeing a very strong job market. But you know, all those folks that are outdoors, that especially those that you know are hard workers, this is a very, very tough period. And let's just keep them in our prayers. Let's not ever look down on folks like that, because it takes everyone to put our community together, and they're on my mind this afternoon. 877-943-9673. You know, I want to tell you how much I am so appreciative of my mom and dad in the way that I was raised. And for me, I'll just take a couple of seconds to tell you I am probably more elated that I got a chance to know someone who has made a great difference in my life, and that is my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, that doesn't mean I haven't had my times, haven't had my years. Look, I was 16 years old when Daddy died and took over the family with Mom. And, boy, I tell you what, my childhood ended, my high school experience kind of ended right on the spot. But nonetheless, I've made my share of mistakes, but I am just so delighted at the grounding that I received from my mom and my dad. Taught me equally from the two genders that are basically outlined in scriptures, that in the scripture that we follow. But I want to tell you that pleasure in America is, I think, our number one enemy. And pleasure right here in Florida is also our enemy. And if you don't think pleasure is an issue, talk to the folks with the Florida Marlins. Talk to Derek Jeter down in Miami, and talk to Stu Sternberg right here in Tampa about the Rays, because pleasure doesn't always have to be a bad or nefarious thing, but it's when you do things in excess that particularly are detrimental in my worldview to Scripture, but also detrimental to even secular standards. And so the Rays would tell you, the Marlins would tell you, there's a whole lot to do here in Florida. And they are struggling with some of the major, some post-industrial, some trying to regain industrial cities of the North that have been perennial hosts to baseball. I think of the Cubs. I think about the White Sox. I think about the Cardinals. Certainly the Mets, the Yankees, and Boston. And so you've got Major League Baseball, multi-generational in some of those areas. And, boy, you just take in games because with the traffic and everything else, you know, you hop on a subway or you catch the bus and it's not far from your housing project. And, you know, it's a lot easier to draw a crowd. Now, let's take what's happening here about all the pleasure. Well, Marlins have a hard time drawing a crowd to make things sustainable. Certainly the Rays right now, unless St. Petersburg get their act together, I think there's a very good chance that we're going to lose the Rays because I think all restrictions everywhere ought to come down. There ought to be a fair, independent study. Where is the center of the population and to fix that? But now that's not what I want to talk about. What I want to talk about here has to do with Operation Trade Secrets. Because we're reminded once again, as I mentioned in the promo, that Polk County and Grady Judd is the one law enforcement agency who has a sustained and regular effort of combating human trafficking, prostitution within the government boundaries of Polk County. So when I saw that Hillsborough County had their sweep right here in West Central Florida, it was encouraging. And apparently the charges here in Tampa include dealing in the sex trade, practicing massage without a license, and possession of child porn. And so 80-plus arrests happened right here. But I want to tell you that there's a lot of other seeds. In fact, this is just indicative that though you and I and many of us live in our cocoons, live in our safe communities, go to our churches, there is a dark side. Up and down the I-4 corridor, there's a dark side here in West Central Florida. We know that we have to be on guard against especially not only overage human trafficking, but underage, kids getting snatched, kids aging out, kids having issues in foster care, both of those, and so it becomes an issue. But this dark side of our area, the side that most of you only read about or sort of hear about, reminds us that we may or may not really be plugged in what's going on with our fellow neighbors of all sorts of various stripes. Now, if you don't know, we've been known as the strip capital of the world for many, many years. And I tell this story from time to time. One time I was on a flight to Anchorage, Alaska, and happened to be sitting up front in the first class section. And the gentleman next to me, businessman who had his laptop and everything out, asked me where I was from. And not knowing that I was a person of the faith, a Christ follower, I said, well, I was born and raised in Tampa, Florida. And he goes, man, you're lucky or you're fortunate or something, man. That man, you guys got the best strip clubs on the face of the planet. So he started telling me about his experiences and how he would go down. I think he lived in Chicago, and that's when the Bears were in the same division as the Buccaneers. And he said, man, I always loved coming down to Tampa because I'd come down, you know, to watch the football game. But basically, it was a great weekend with all the women in the strip clubs. Oh, by the way, what do you do? Well, at that time, I am the legislative consultant to the Florida Baptist Convention. I represent about 3,000 churches, about 1 million Florida Baptists. He didn't have much to say to me after that, but I just want to tell you that that was shocking. When I come back, there's a couple of other things I want to mention because we really need to pray for this city and really know that having a distinction that we have all of these sex crimes. And when you find out about what's happening to unfaithfulness to marriage, it's just disgusting. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. Larry's in Zephyr Hills. We'll get to Larry in just a moment.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump has signed an executive order that calls for upfront disclosure by hospitals of actual prices for common tests and procedures to help keep costs down. The president's order will require that patients be told ahead of time what their out-of-pocket costs, like deductibles and copays, will be for many procedures. President Trump also signing an executive order that targets Iran's leader and his associates with financial sanctions. But it's action the U.S. has taken to discourage Tehran from developing nuclear weapons and supporting terrorist groups. Senator Bernie Sanders and progressives in the House are rolling out legislation that would cancel all student debt affecting some 45 million Americans. The U.S. women's soccer team defeating Spain today 2-1. Up next for the U.S. will be France on Friday. The Dow finishing up 8 points, the Nasdaq off 26. This is SRN News.
Across America, it's snoring season. 90 million Americans make this sound every night. If you have a blocked or narrow nose, you're more likely to open your mouth to breathe, causing snoring. Introducing an ingenious Australian invention called Mute. Mute is a comfortable nasal device that helps you breathe more easily through your nose and snore less. Put snoring season to bed, America.
For more information, go to mutesnoring.com. Mute. Breathe more. Snore less. Sleep better.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details. Need cash now? One of the nation's largest personal loan networks, GetCash.com, is the place to go when you need money fast. All you need is a checking account and a regular source of income. And you could get up to $5,000 discreetly with your computer or smartphone in as little as 24 hours, regardless of your credit history. Get the cash you need fast at GetCash.com. That's GetCash.com. GetCash.com.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundTampa.com. SurroundTampa.com, connecting you with new customers.
Every 3 minutes, another person falls further into credit card debt. Many credit card companies have nearly doubled their minimum monthly payment. People can barely afford to keep up. Here's the great news. With our powerful program, anyone with $2,000 or more in credit card debt can cut their credit card payments up to half and reduce or eliminate interest charges altogether. We are a nationwide nonprofit and have helped over 600,000 people with their credit cards. Get free of credit card debt today. Call 800-495-1307. That's 800-495-1307.
Do you like winning prizes? How about getting sneak peek opportunities and offers before anyone else? Join the Faith Talk fan club today at letstalkfaith.com and gain access to incredible contest opportunities, free movie preview events, discounts, and more. If you're passionate about Faith Talk and want to be rewarded just for being a part of the Faith Talk community, sign up for the Faith Talk fan club today. Join the Faith Talk fan club by clicking the fan club tab at letstalkfaith.com.
Okay, so 5 tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's $12, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley on an iceberg here in Tampa. I'm enjoying those 40-degree below temperatures this afternoon. I don't know what you're going through, but I tell you what, that's what you call fake news. I thought I'd use that again. Hey, in a moment, we're going to have a chance to talk with Larry and Zephyr Hills and also the captain, Matt Bruce, fresh in from the Warrior Games. And instead of me briefing you on the Warrior Games, I'm lining him up to share with us for a couple moments about how special this is. Warrior Games here, sponsored by Special Operations Command. And no, we don't have commandos going all over downtown. That you may be thinking of another demonstration when they bring in some of the top suppliers for tomorrow's weapons. No, this the Warriors game, I think we got about 300 plus wounded, folks that have been ill, but people who have served this country. But I don't want to steal the captain's thunder. Going to get to Larry in just a moment. But just if you're just joining us, we're talking about the dark side of life in West Central Florida that most of you probably don't know about. You might see an occasional prostitute on the side of the road. But I do know that not from personal experience, but from a very good resource, for instance, like 4th Street in St. Petersburg, as you get closer to the Trop. I mean, the folks that are out working the streets is a lot more than you have seen in years past. But we have this darkness. And, of course, 80-plus people nabbed here, human trafficking. And when I think about the youngsters under 18, a large number of kids in foster care, then they age out, the predators are waiting to get them. In addition to that, now some of you, you know, you may think this is a badge of honor, but I'm telling you what, you're really deceiving yourself. There is a website called Ashley Madison. It is a well-known married infidelity hookup website. I mean, that's what it is. It's a married person's hookup website. And I want to tell you that in addition to what I mentioned with my previous story, us being the strip club capital of the world, and that's great. And I told you about my experience on that flight to, of all places, Anchorage, where, you know, this guy was just all excited about our strip clubs. Now, Ashley Madison does an annual survey, and they do it with research. But, hey, we've got another black eye just put on us because Ashley Madison rates the top 20 most, are you with me, unfaithful. The top 20 unfaithful cities in America. And we wonder why our kids are turning out the way they are. Anyway, in the top 20, guess what? Three of those cities are right here in Florida. Who gets top bill? Well, top bill goes to Orlando. Orlando is number one. And, of course, a lot of folks are on vacation. And I'm thinking about married people. Being, what are they doing? Is the spouse like leaving them by the pool, cruising around middle of the day, coming back? I don't know. But, I mean, here you got married folks in Orlando. Here is what hurts. The two areas where we're trying to prove to corporate America and others, family-friendly, going to do a ballpark maybe somewhere, we want to do Rays baseball. Tampa is number 9. And, by the way, St. Petersburg comes in at number 14. Isn't that just real great that right here on the I-4 corridor, where we are known for what started out of a vision and a dream from Walt Disney, I mean, at the same time, we have this going on. And to me, the most repulsive of the three is the one about married folks going out in all these hookups. And we wonder why we have the society we have today. So let me just mention this to you. If you or someone you know is being sex trafficked here in Tampa or in anywhere, I want to tell you, number one, there's hope. If you happen to be listening and people are controlling you, there's hope. And I want to tell you, there's a rescue. And there's two rescues. There certainly is a secular rescue, but I also want to tell you, as a Christ follower, there is a rescue for all of whatever's happened in your life by my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I just want to encourage you that there's help. And now I want to give you a telephone number. This is the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And I want to tell you, if you know somebody or don't know anybody, let me give you this number. That number is 1-800-THE-LOST. That's 1-800-THELOST. That's 1-800-THE-LOST. That's a call you can make, a safe call you can make. And I want to tell you that instead of us just shrugging these three stories off as just another day, please don't do that, because that's the quality of life that we have. These are the young people who are being trafficked, and then others. These are going to be the leaders of tomorrow. And oh, by the way, as we get into our retirement years, they're the ones that are going to be making the decisions about our security, our protection as we get into elderly age. Your thoughts, 877-943-9673. Now, the person who gets the Patience of the Ward today, the Patience Award, is Larry in Zephyr Hills. And Larry, thank you so much for being patient. I just was a little passionate about that last point, that last story. Welcome to the Bill Bunkley Show.
Thanks, Bill. It's nice to be with you. I'm so glad to hear that you're still very vigorous in this fight for freedom and justice. And I must, along with you, commend the local police officials for actually doing something about it, you know, just the tragedy when it comes to trafficking and stuff. And they have to be commended. I mean, they're going against the winds of hell, you know, the headwinds of hell, I guess you'd say. But
yes. And they see it every day, so it numbs them. And there has to be this constant reminder that these moral crimes are not just, you know, oh, we got to go pick up another prostitute. No, these are human lives and souls. And what they're doing to our young people and where we're heading to destruction, we just got to keep encouraging them that that's a fight that's worth fighting.
Exactly. There's so much research that corroborates the new trans movement and stuff being emanating from such problems as child abuse and stuff. And it's just an ongoing circle of problems that are caused by these animals, you know.
Yeah, and you can get caught up in it so easily. It is just a shame. But so hopefully where you live in Zephyr Hills, you're not overrun with a lot of this stuff. But you know what? With the Internet, a lot of it still goes on behind closed doors.
Oh, actually, it does. It really does. Yeah, the Internet is just it's such a blessing. But, you know, for those with addictive problems, it's such a curse, too.
It has been like gasoline on a fire in terms of being able to ignite passions that are not under control. And we've certainly seen that. And people pick up all, you know, I was telling our program director today, just kind of sharing, you know, if a guy wanted to blow something up, you know, 20, 30 years ago, if he wanted to research it, he'd have to catch a bus, go down to the public library and see if there's anything in the library on pressure cooker bombs. You know what I mean? Quite an effort. And then maybe not the book be in. Well, today, all you got to do is start looking online, and unfortunately, you know, fortunately on one side, it's the First Amendment, freedom of expression, et cetera. The dark side of that is there's some areas that certainly have cost us and will cost us, but you're right, that Internet is like an accelerant, either for good or for bad.
Well, Bill, I've been listening to you since I lived in Sarasota for years, and I'm so glad to see you back on a roll from that cancer and stuff, and I was hoping that you might even consider running for office. I mean, you've got the character, bud. I mean, just, you know, and you've got the backup, I'm sure, you know.
Well, I don't know if you know that, but I did that several years ago, and I lost by about 60 votes to the Florida House of Representatives, and it wasn't an open seat. It was against an incumbent, and I was going up against the trial lawyers, ACLU, et cetera, et cetera. And it was quite a nasty affair, but I was very much encouraged to come back, because a lot of times if you lose very close, that means 30 votes either way. You come back and you get a chance to campaign for two more years, and the odds really change that you end up winning. I got to tell you, at that time, Larry, I didn't have any burn to do that. I was searching for what the Lord wanted me to do. Had I done that, I would never have been on the radio the last 13 or 14 years or whatever it is. And And, of course, I'm still within my ministry, though I've got to raise a considerable lot of money for the Florida Ethics Religious Liberty Commission. But who knows? You know, I'm getting a little bit older in age, and so one day, maybe if God calls me, maybe I'll be semi-retired and see if folks would elect an old guy around here to go to Tallahassee. I don't know, but certainly I'm a polarizing figure because I will stand for my faith. I will stand for biblical principles, and in a world where so many people don't bother to even get out and vote, there's probably a lot of people living their own lives. They like their pleasure, they like their privacy, and they don't care to see a Bible thumper like me representing them. So it's all up to God. But right now, I'm in a. I feel like I'm not done with my fight with leukemia. Though the leukemia is certainly in remission right now, but I've got to get through the next couple of years where there will be continued bumps in the road. God's with me all the time. The Holy Spirit is inside of me, and I'm going to defeat this if God wants me to. I believe he does. And then once we get to that point, I'm always open for the future, and I thank you for your kind words and support. And but believe me, it's whatever God wants me to do.
Exactly, exactly. Now, you might want to refer to Israeli breakthroughs in this cancer treatment, too.
Yes.
They've got a fantastic thing going on.
Yeah, I've read that. I'm a little bit, let's just say the word is reserved. I am elated, hopeful, excited, but I'm a little bit reserved because the Israelis will, and you know I love Israel, but they'll make announcements a little bit premature of what they think, and I like to see a certain amount of testing, particularly on human beings, before I get real excited. But yes, it will not surprise me if the Lord will work through the Israeli scientists and help us with the major breakthroughs against cancer, and let me also say, hopefully with Alzheimer's disease.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, hopefully the big pharma companies won't snuffle it out, you know?
Well, understand that big pharma is not worried about cheap, inexpensive ways to combat illness. They're interested in selling drugs, and so that's why we always have to kind of keep an eye on the motivations of what they say.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bill, thanks for your time, bro.
Well, Larry, thank you so much. I don't know how you can move out of Sarasota. I love that place. I love the I love the Mediterranean type architecture. I love Ringling, and anywhere from Sarasota, Bradenton, all the way up, past to Hudson. I love the Florida Gulf Coast. And thank you for your kind words. And may God bless you, my friend.
Bless you too, brother.
All righty. Well, coming up next, the celebrity. The man that's getting to be known all around the country from coast to coast. I'm talking about our own Captain Matt Bruce. And, of course, he's host of the Captain's America Third Watch. Well, he's normally up all night and connecting with people all around the country. But he's also very connected with the Warrior Games right here in Tampa. He just walked in from the Tampa Convention Center. I was going to cover that topic, but I know that he has been emceeing and hosting this week-long affair. So we'll find out from the captain exactly what the Warrior Games are all about. And no, you don't have to duck your head. Special Operations is not around town. I'll be right back.
Did you know the human body does not make its own vitamin C? Taking vitamin C is one of the best things you can do for your health, and Aqua Powders is the best way to get vitamin C. Aqua Powders vitamin C is delicious when added to water and provides you with 2,000 milligrams of vitamin C to boost your immune system and increase your energy. Transform your water into wellness with Aqua Powders vitamin C, available at Amazon. That's Aqua Powders with a Z, available at Amazon.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I'm thrilled to be co-hosting the Stand With Israel tour with my friend Dennis Prager. This tour of the Holy Land will bring us face-to-face with one of our country's most important allies and one of the most fascinating spiritual regions on earth. This bucket list trip will deepen your faith and expand your mind. I personally want to invite you to join me on this journey. Register today, and I'll see you in Israel.
Call to book today, 800-247-1899, or click Stand With Israel at letstalkfaith.com.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing throughout the country, the Internal Revenue Service has made it easier to settle delinquent tax problems. An open phone line has been established by Community Tax for consumers to call and see if they qualify. Take down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call the Community Tax Helpline at 800-500-5588. If you owe back taxes to the IRS and cannot afford to pay them back, or even if you have years of unfiled tax returns, there's no need to fear anymore. But you have to call the Community Tax Helpline today at 800-500-5588 for the help that you need. Don't take on the IRS alone. They can attack your wages, savings, pension, home, and even your Social Security check. Call 800-500-5588 for your free consultation and to see if you qualify. That's 800-500-5588.
Looking for more than just a job? Searching for a career path with a higher calling? With a company who wants you for your life skills as well as your job skills? Find a career you can believe in. Find your true calling at ChristianJobs.com. ChristianJobs.com is the largest Christian employment website with thousands of job listings in the Christian sector. Get connected with outstanding employers that share your values and understand there's more to you than what's in your resume.
I've always wanted to focus my energies in the Christian community because, to me, having a career means more than just a paycheck. ChristianJobs.com allowed me to apply all my skills in a meaningful way.
Find your true dream job today at ChristianJobs.com.
I found not only my dream job, but my calling at ChristianJobs.com.
Once you see the long list of quality job opportunities available, you'll never settle for just a job again. Visit ChristianJobs.com, ChristianJobs.com.
Here at Faith Talk, we are always amazed at what God does at our annual Pastor's Appreciation Day event. Spirits are refreshed through fellowship and encouragement. 2019's event will be the best ever. And Pastor, we want you to experience it. So save the date, October 17th, for Pastor's Appreciation Day at Armature Works in Tampa with keynote speaker Philip DeCourcy, an amazing meal, a vacation getaway giveaway, and so much more. Last year, the room was full. So reserve your seat today at letstalkfaith.com.
Good news, ladies. Ugly brown spots on your skin might feel like they're the end of the world, but they're not. You can fade those brown spots from view with Dr. Perry's Night Skin Cream. New customers can try Night Skin Free. Diminish the appearance of brown spots on your face, neck, and hands. Try Night Skin Free. Call 1-800-509-4152. Pay only shipping and handling. One per household. Call for your free Night Skin. Call 1-800-509-4152. That's 1-800-509-4152.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here, and I want to tell you that, first of all, I'm honored to have you with us today. And I want to tell you that we are so honored to have some extraordinary men and women who've made their way right here to Tampa, Florida. Why? Because this year, 2019, Special Operations Command, who you know I always talk about and know that folks are listening today, they're part of that command. Man, they are just doing one of the most outstanding things they do every year. So right now, while they're keeping an eye on all of what's happening in the Middle East, that command thinks enough of those who are just shy of making the supreme sacrifice. We're talking about some wounded warriors, not just from the United States Armed Forces, but from around the globe. And our own Captain Matt Bruce, who you can listen to tonight on the Captain's America overnight. And I want to tell you that he is participating for a couple of reasons. And he's here, there, everywhere, emceeing, observing, because number one, he is the only one in this region I know of and they know of that is a combat wounded veteran with his Purple Hearts from Vietnam. And of course, those who are competing are men who, well, they've lost a leg, they've lost an arm, they're competing, maybe it's mental stuff. I don't want to get too deep in what it is, but they've all been classified as these special individuals. And only a guy like Captain Bruce can really relate to them. plus the fact that he proudly represents veterans all throughout, not first of all here, now across America, but also the Vietnam War. He just came into the studio from being at the Tampa Convention Center. The official ceremony got underway Saturday night. So, Captain Matt Bruce, it's always a pleasure for you to be with us during the day.
Well, it's an honor to be with you, Bill, and I'm always happy to be around you because you and I are like bread on butter, you know, or butter on bread or whatever you want to call it. But it is an honor to be around these veterans. And, of course, I'm the only broadcaster that's a combat wounded veteran. There are no other combat wounded veterans that are on the radio or television, and that's how I managed to wind up with this. But to make a long story short, these men and these women, it's such an honor to be there, Bill. I mean, and they're telling me how much they appreciate me. No, it's not me. It's them. And I keep telling them, quit the me stuff. It's you guys. They go, oh, no. And, you know, and I've had a four-star general on this side of me, a four-star general on that side of me. I had the commanding general of CENTCOM behind me. I mean, there's going to be some pictures coming out of this. I'm telling you, you're not going to believe it. And today I was with another four-star general.
Well, tell us a little bit about the type of competition. I understand there's about 300 participants, but tell us about what are the actual games that just a few that they're competing in.
Well, they started out on Saturday. They had the trials for the track, and then they got into the track in the afternoon in the very high temperatures over at USF. I was over at the Eagles Golf Course for the golf event. And they started out over there.
Oh,
let me tell you something. The Canadian team won the gold medal. And at the end of it, they broke into O Canada. And, I mean, you got to do it, okay? We all stood there at attention. We can't salute because you don't salute, you know, when you're in your own country. And, by the way, their national anthem doesn't take the place of ours. But they broke into it, and we just stood there, and they had such a great time. You know something? They had two busloads of fans that were there to watch the golf. They brought them in by Escott. Two busloads. And you know something? They were all there again today at the Tampa Convention Center. Now, today we started the indoor stuff. We started indoor rowing. We started indoor archery, indoor shooting, indoor tennis. We had the sitting volleyball, which is where the amputees take their artificial legs off, and they actually sit on the floor and they play, you know, sitting in a position. And it was something. And the basketball, the wheelchair basketball. And I mean, these guys and gals are going at it.
How much work? I mean, I know you have gone through your surgeries with your combat wounds. Mm-hmm. I've certainly been dealing with this mess with leukemia for a long time, a lot of ups and downs. But when I look at these people, first of all, severe injuries, not only have they had the perseverance and the faith to come back, but to come back to a point of not just participating, you know, in our civilization, but they've now conditioned themselves to compete. Talk about that. These are just phenomenal folks.
There are two special operators that I met and one of the Air Force people that I met who was an air policeman who had a dog. He lost his dog. He lost an arm and he lost a leg. And with the surgeries, the one gentleman told me, he says, it's taken me 5 years to get to this point. 5 years. Mm. Think about that. And the other one was 4. And the one that lost the dog, the air policeman, he was 3.5 years to get to this point. It's not an overnight thing.
Well, I want to tell you that you want to hear more and you want to see more. First of all, I hope you're following Captain Matt Bruce on his Facebook page, which is
The Captain's America Third Watch, or Matt Bruce is the personal page.
Or Matt Bruce. Mm-hmm. And tell us what time they can tune in tonight.
2 a.m. in the morning all across the country. And that's
until when?
6 a.m.
So when you're getting ready to go to work, you can catch them on the back end of the program. I want to tell you how much we are proud of Captain Matt Bruce here at Salem Media West Central Florida. And again, he's signing up affiliates all around the country during the night hour. One of the few live shows overnight. And so if you're up, you need to find out how to plug in. Captain Matt Bruce, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you very much, Bill.
And what a great patriot you are.
Thank
you
for
your service there and also at the World Trade Center. All right, coming up next, you can follow me over to AM 570 and 910 for the Bill Bunkley Show on our Faith Talk stations. We're going to be talking about a Bible from Abraham Lincoln, 150 years old, that his wife gave to a family after his assassination, and it's just now been donated for public discourse. And how about Nick Walenda for you folks down there with his sister, Jared? Well, he did the New York City Walk. and the pole slipped, and I'm going to tell you, he was scared. More of the Bill Bunkley Show. I'll be right back.
Thank you for making my dream a reality and publishing my very first book.
Karen Notner is author of Is Jesus Your Pearl?
You encouraged me, you laughed with me, and you held my hand through the entire process.
Karen's publisher is Zulon Press. Do you dream about publishing? Make the dream real with America's fastest growing Christian book publisher. Your free publishing guide is waiting at ChristianPublishing.com.
Thank you so much to all the wonderful professionals at Zulon Press.
Visit Zulon Press at ChristianPublishing.com.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. Don't miss Fresh Wind Radio with Dr. Jomo Cousins.
The one who does not love has not become acquainted with God, does not and never did know him. For God is love. He is the originator of love, and it is an enduring attribute of his nature.
Fresh Wind Radio with Dr. Jomo Cousins. Weekdays at 1 on Faith Talk 570, 910, and online at letstalkfaith.com. Faith Talk 570, WTBN, Pinellas Park. Online at letstalkfaith.com, a service of the Salem Media Group.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump is taking action to force hospitals to publicly post their prices.
In a bid to keep health care costs down, the president signed an executive order that calls on hospitals to disclose the actual prices of their common tests and procedures.
We believe the American people have a right to know the price of services before they go to visit the doctor.
He called it a truly historic day.
First time ever. First time it's ever been done.
And he claimed the cost of health care will go way, way down. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has met with Abu Dhabi's influential crown prince to sell the Trump administration's idea for maritime security in the Persian Gulf amid heightened tensions with Iran. Pompeo was heard telling Prince Mohammed bin Zayed Monday the plan would involve the United Arab Emirates, Saudi Arabia, and another 20 countries. Meanwhile, in announcing new sanctions against Tehran, President Trump says the U.S. wants to see a change in the Iranian regime's behavior.
We will continue to increase pressure on Tehran until the regime abandons its dangerous activities and aspirations, including the pursuit of nuclear weapons, increased enrichment of uranium, development of ballistic missiles, engagement in and support for terrorism.
The Supreme Court today struck down a section of federal law that prevented officials from registering scandalous or immoral trademarks, a victory for a Los Angeles artist who wants to launch a line of clothing with a name that sounds like a profanity. Sudan's military rulers today refused to agree to an Ethiopian proposal for a power-sharing agreement with that country's pro-democracy movement, an action that could worsen a volatile standoff with the protesters. And the United States women's soccer team sets up a much-anticipated quarterfinal match with host France at the Women's World Cup after a 2-1 win over Spain today. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 0.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
A closely watched survey is showing German business confidence has fallen to a near five-year low as managers' expectations for the coming 6 months have deteriorated.
The Ifo Institute says its monthly confidence index slipped to 97.4 points in June from 97.9 last month, in line with market expectations. The third straight monthly decline takes the index to its lowest since November 2014 and was entirely due to managers' waning views of future prospects. Their assessment of the current situation rose modestly from May.
Correspondent Jeremy House reports German growth forecasts have been cut repeatedly recently and the economy is expected to turn in a feeble performance in the second quarter after returning to growth in the winter. IFO's survey is based on responses from some 9,000 firms. Check out breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. After rolling out home delivery last year, 7-Eleven starting delivery to public spaces.
Are you stuck in a park and are craving a Slurpee? No need to worry. 7-Eleven has started a service that allows customers to order everything from its popular frozen drink to a battery charger and have it delivered to a public place, such as a park or a beach. The retailer is delivering to more than 2,000 hotspot locations. It envisions eventually delivering to more than 200,000 locations. Last year, 7-Eleven started an app-based home delivery service. The public service, which has a fee of $3.99, also requires an app. I'm Mike Hempen.
Game one of the College World Series tonight from Omaha, Nebraska. Number 2, Michigan, takes on Vanderbilt in the best-of-three format. Wolverines and Commodores each went 3-0 in bracket play. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Christ demands first place. There's no room on the throne of your heart for two gods.
This is the Bill Bunkley Show on Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN.
Our rights come from nature and God and not from government.
History will record with the greatest astonishment that those who had the most to lose did the least to prevent its happening.
Phone lines are open in Hillsboro, 813-287-5700 or toll free 1-877-943-9673.
As for me and my house, we've already made a decision. We are going to serve the Lord. And that's a decision that every single person here tonight has to make. You either have to decide that you're going to serve the gods of materialism all around or the true and the living God.
And now, the president of the Florida Ethics and Religious Liberties Commission. Here's Bill Bunkley.
Welcome back. I'm Bill Bunkley. This is the Bill Bunkley Show. This is a Monday edition on the 24th of June. Stop and smell the roses, because if you don't, summer is going to be over before you know it. Now, it is blistering hot outside. I was talking to the captain, and I thought, as I mentioned during the last hour of our show this afternoon, that I came in from St. Petersburg, not far from the water, and anyway, when I got in our Dodge Grand Caravan, it registered 100 degrees. Then I found out that the captain, who lives over in Pinellas County, got in his car to go to the event that he was participating in for the Warrior Games, and his car, which is a Nissan, his car registered, 108? Now, I don't know if these cars are accurate. All I know is it's extremely hot. And even if you look at many of the websites, you'll find when you factor in the humidity, it's at least 100 degrees with that factored in. So we are in the midst of a heat wave. And so we just ask the Lord to give us wisdom. I pray that he would give you wisdom in everything that you do, especially if it's in the out of doors. Well, you know what? God is so good to us. He's so gracious to us. Even in the world, the civilization that we live in, even with the preponderance of such a great amount of darkness and sin around us, that we can have the joy of the Lord. Regardless of our circumstance, regardless of what we see, regardless how people treat us, we can have the joy of the Lord. And reminding you that our issues, our day-to-day issues, are not with people. They're not with flesh and blood. They are against principles and principalities, with the ruler of the air here in this place we call Earth. And so realize that there is selfishness, corruption, lies, cheating, all sorts of things that are being whispered into those who don't know Jesus all around us. And we have to deal with some unfortunate circumstances. Even some of those happen, you know, day to day. But we can trust that the Lord Jesus Christ is with us. And so much of life is whether you react in the spirit or you react in the flesh. And those have ongoing consequences depending on the choice that you make. And even though the Holy Spirit, for those of you that know him, is alive and abiding within you, you still have to make a choice to yield. I yield to you, Holy Spirit. I yield to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. My reaction is not how you are teaching me or you are infilling me with your wisdom, and give me the grace and the power through the Spirit. We don't have it in our own power, but through the power of the Spirit to live the rest of this day as Jesus would. What would Jesus do in every circumstance? What a marvelous tool to use. Well, we're back, and we have some important conversations to have during this hour. The phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. That's 877-943-9673. Hey, just want to remind you that we ran out of time, but the Warrior Games, so much of the competition is open to the public. And, in fact, I think they're doing track and field. Boy, it's going to be blistering, but they're going to do that, Thursday and Friday, I think, are the dates. Out on the runways and the taxiways out at MacDill Air Force Base. I can't imagine running around on top of that hot concrete or whatever those games are. Now, some of them are going to be happening in the grass in between the runways, but I understand that guests should be able to come. You got to go through that car check down in the northeast section of the base, not either one of the two main gates, not MacDill Gate, not Bayshore Gate. It's the gate that you come in as a visitor. But anyway, you can go to just Google Special Operations Warrior Games 2019 schedule. Take a look at that schedule, and I know I'm planning on doing it with my son, but this is, notwithstanding the heat, this is an excellent opportunity for you over the next few days to take your son or daughter out to witness some of these wounded veterans, many of them combat wounded, competing with a loss of a leg, loss of an arm, maybe even loss of a part of other parts of their body, including some of the folks that have, endured terrific head injuries. And to see them, not only from the United States, from other countries, coming to compete, and to see what Special Operations is all about in the total, because they are the ones that, in the meantime, they and Special Operations and our friends and neighbors right here in this area at those two commands are busy briefing the president, giving the president direction, and carrying out the president's orders in terms of Iran, the Middle East, North Korea, China, you name it. They're taking time out to sponsor this very, very important competition for men and women who are making it possible for me to sit in this chair in a free America and to speak what I want to speak, though I speak the best I can on behalf of the worldview of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But don't ever take any of this for granted. And you can just look around the world and see pastors and Christians being martyred every day somewhere around the globe because of their stance for our Lord, our Savior, our best friend, Jesus Christ. Well, let me ask you a question. How about if somebody, are you a person that takes a dare? Now, I know Mike Miracle takes dares all the time. He's got a sickness. You just say, I dare you, and man, he's right on the front lines, okay? Now, some of you are like that. Somebody tells you, I dare you, so what do? I can do that. I can show you. Well, let me ask you a question. Could I dare you to, crawl out on a ledge? If I dared you to go 25 stories up, New York Times building number one, 25 stories. And we got a little platform we put out there for you. I dare you to go up 25 stories. I dare you to take a look at a wire that was stretched from New York Times 1 to New York Times 2. In fact, there was two wires. And I dare you to take a little poll, actually a big poll, a long poll. We got some special slippers for you. And so I double dog, remember this when you were little, I double dog, triple dog, I dog you, dare you to do this. You ain't going to do it because you can't do it. You ain't going to do it because you ain't good enough. You ain't good enough because you're a coward. So let me ask you a question. Bill Bunkley, would you go up 25 stories? I dare you, Bill Bunkley, to get on that ledge, put them shoes on that big pole, and I want you to cross Times Square from one building to the next. I double dog dare you. Will you do it? Nope. Call me what you will, but I'm not going to do it. Now, before we tell you the rest of the story, how many times do people get in trouble because they're dared? How many times do people who are out consuming far more alcohol have one of the idiots in the group that, you know, is already over the line intoxicated, and they buy a round of drinks, or they buy shots, or, you know, if they're younger kids, they've already had, you know, a six or an eight pack, and then they're lining up another beer to chug them. Because that's what you do in this sorority. That's what you do in this fraternity. So I'm just kind of getting your worldview expand a little bit, because you can be a professional and do these things. For those of you in Sarasota, you are very proud, and I'm very proud, of the Walenda family. I don't know why they do what they do. I don't know if they're half crazy for what they do. But I'm proud of them, because when you train yourself, just like our Warriors are here for the Warrior Games, when you train yourself to get up on a high wire and to cross on a high wire with no netting above what is a dangerous situation. Remember the high wire across Niagara Falls? Ooh. Watched that night. I was like, are you kidding me? But anyway, Nick and his sister, Lujana. It's Lijana, and if those of you in Sarasota know exactly how to pronounce his sister's name, I probably don't exactly, but he and his sister crossed over, I guess it was yesterday, last night, in Times Square. She was coming from one direction, and he came from another, and they were crossing at midway, and one has to crouch down while the other one walks over. Now, you see these big, long balancing poles? You know, think of the balancing pole as the Holy Spirit when a Nick Walenda or his sister is crossing over this wire. That long pole is to extend the balance and the wisdom that Nick Walenda and his sister have to exercise as they are concentrating going over a very, very narrow wire, which is a wire that closely resembles, for those of you veterans in the Air Force, you know, Air Force wire, et cetera, et cetera. So as he's crossing, he has to step down or step over her while she crossed. No, excuse me. There weren't two wires. There was one wire. She comes from one direction, he comes from the other. Now, what happens when they're over Times Square, 25 stories up? She kneels, and he steps over her. Apparently, what happened when he was stepping over her, this is my interpretation, but to me, you'd have to so concentrate on the balance of the leg and to get it over, and then firmly on the wire. Somehow, I guess his hand loosened up, and the unthinkable happened. The balancing pole was slipping out of his hands. no balancing pole. If you're fortunate enough to be able to grab the wire, you've got a long way to have your hands in the best of shape as you crawl back to one side or the other. Now, they've gone back and looked at the television coverage and the still shots. The consummate professional entertainer, Nick, would say he was scared. But you wouldn't know it by looking at his face. Because that's part of what they do. And so keep in mind of the mental aspects, because I want to relate this to the Lord as well. And if the balancing pole is the Holy Spirit, and that is helping you keep everything together so you're on track, you're going toward the goal. Scripture tells us not to wander to the left or the right, but straight ahead. That was Nick and his sister's assignment. Now, she was nervous for the first 20 feet, she said. Now, why was she nervous? Well, keep in mind that she was performing with Nick for the first time since she was involved with the Walinda family in that awful, awful accident in 2017 when they were doing kind of a pyramid thing and they all came crashing down. So this was her first time a couple of years later, having to overcome those thoughts. Let me ask you a question. What's in your past? You know, a lot of times in baseball, football, whatever, quite frankly, when you really screw up, what's the best thing to do? Get back out there. If you're physically able, get back out there. Because your mind's more powerful than your cell phone. The computing power of what your brain can do or not do in a situation. So she was back out there. And by the way, she was injured, but she was back out there from 2017. So let me ask you a question. Do you understand how she trained the last couple of years to get back out there with her brother? No matter what's happened to you, the Holy Spirit can be that balancing pole in your life. And you know, it's just like the moment when Peter took his eyes off Jesus. You know, when Jesus walked out in that storm, Peter was, "Lord, Lord, Lord, oh, I want to come to you, I want to come to you." And so as long as he was focused in on the Lord, man, he's walking on water. And then the minute Satan brings that thought in, hey, Pete, you know, humans don't walk on water. You drown. You go under. And whether that was the thought process or not, I'm adding the scripture just because it seems to me that could have been it. But whatever he doubted, and when that doubt came in, man, Jesus had to pull him up, get him in the boat. Same thing. For that split second, Nick had a doubt. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to lose the pole. I'm going to lose the Lord's influence in my life. But he didn't. So I just want to say that last night, everything turned out okay. And by the way, guess what he wants to do next? They're looking at crossing an active, keyword active, active volcano. Look, I've flown over the volcano on the Big Island in Hawaii. Kilauea, there ain't no way, in my southern drawl English, there ain't no way this dude's going to be told, I dare you to walk across a volcano. It ain't happening. But you know what? I don't have a doubt that Nick Walinda is going to be doing that. So we just give all the honor and the glory to the Lord. And just an example of what's happening with one of our Sarasota heroes and his sister. And we appreciate having a chance to share. Phone lines open, 877-943-9673. Abraham Lincoln, a man that some say were an atheist when he was young. Well, a man of God, after he began at least to lead the country. A story about one of his Bibles next on the Bill Bunkley Show.
I triple dog dare you.
This is Jerry Boyer of Town Hall Finance for townhall.com. Well, we just found out that student debt is at an all-time high. It's just a whisker below $1.6 trillion. Yes, trillion with a T. But it's all worth it, right? Our young people need education, not so fast. A new study shows the average freshly minted college grad makes almost $11,000 less annually than he or she expected. And it's true over a wide range of majors. What gave these young people such unrealistic expectations? One factor is easy to recognize: our serial exaggeration of the benefits expected from a degree. Making it worse, tuition has soared faster than almost any other expense category in our economy. Recruiters and marketers have in turn hyped the value of their institutions and their degrees. It's time to scrap the myth that all young people should go to college and that every school and every major is worth the price. The debt load is simply crippling. I'm Jerry Boyer.
Publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu.
Austin is a junior at Sarasota Christian School.
I just love that every class is not just about the subject. Not only are you learning mentally and growing in the subjects that you're getting, you're also getting a spiritual aspect that you don't really get at another school.
Academics are important, but there's no higher priority than spiritual growth and development within a caring community.
Not a lot of schools have like a retreat where you actually get to go develop as a Christian, but you're also just growing in friendship.
From pre-K through 12th grade, Sarasota Christian is a school where your child will feel accepted immediately, be cared for deeply, and never be made to feel like an outsider.
Yeah, I've always felt welcome here, and that's one of our biggest things that we pride ourselves on. We're really good at inviting and being able to bring kids in and become really great friends.
Sarasota Christian School, dedicated to Christ and your child's success since 1958. Schedule a tour at sarasotachristian.org. That's sarasotachristian.org.
This is my life. I'm what you would call a freshman in life, a supplier of fine coffee drinks to those in dire need. I am a driver of an unironic car from the 80s. I've got a girlfriend who is way too cute for me, and two roommates who never seem to go away. My future has very few certainties.
You've built a life over the years, but if your identity gets stolen, it's like your life gets stolen. That's why there's Identity Guard from the company that's already protected over 30 million people. You'll get the kind of state-of-the-art protection and information that helps you keep track of your identity 24/7. Identity Guard. Keep what's yours, yours. Visit IdentityGuard.com today. That's IdentityGuard.com.
This is my life, and nobody is going to take it from me.
That's IdentityGuard.com. Your identity is counting on you.
When it comes to hiring an AC technician, plumber, or electrician, it's a challenge to find one you can trust completely. Until now. At Cornerstone Pros, the commitment to workmanship and service surpasses customer standards. It's called the Cornerstone Difference. And big job or small, it means you can count on them to go out of their way to deliver exceptional customer service and value. Cornerstone Pros services include air conditioners, plumbing, electrical, and generators. Connect at cornerstonepros.com. That's cornerstonepros.com.
And I will lift my high voice to worship you, my King. And I will find my high strength in the shadow of your wings. Your love reaches to the heavens.
Hey, we're back. Bill Bunkley here, and I'm just thinking about how peaceful it is when we enter into the shadow of his wings and to know that his presence is there. It's engulfing us and By the way, if you don't know this Jesus, you can know this Jesus. And if you've wandered away from the way, there's always a welcome way back. 877-943-9673. In a moment, we'll talk about a 150-year-old Bible. One of the Bibles that were given to Abraham Lincoln. And it's a fresh reminder of the faith of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and his life. We'll get to that in a minute. Phone lines are open at 877-943-9673. Chris is standing by from Tampa. Chris, welcome to the Bill Bunkley Show.
Hey, thank you, sir. How are you doing?
Hey, youngin', how's life?
All right, it's good. It's good. You sound great. You sound great, brother. Great to hear you, man.
Well, I've got some energy today. Tomorrow I might be a little lethargic, but it's just, you know, the ups and downs of fighting the battle with cancer. But anyway, good day today, and it's always good to hear from you.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, Nick, well, Linda, I'll tell you, his faith is something I think that a lot of people can kind of just pray to have, because I heard an interview with him one time, and they asked him, why do you do all this stuff? You like the attention? You like the attention? And he basically was saying no. He goes, I do this to give an example of what it's like to trust Christ in the midst of a dangerous situation or a scary situation. And remember when he crossed the Grand Canyon a while back?
Yeah,
it was back
in
2017, I think. And the news was making fun of him, you know, the talking heads, if you will, because the wire started shaking, and he was calling out to Jesus, you know, help me Jesus, study the wire. He was praying. Ooh, I got chills, you know.
Yeah, he prays as he goes across the wire, and they're always chatting.
Yeah, isn't that something? Isn't that something? And I'll tell you, that's just an example of how we can be in life when the situations get real scary and the situations get real tough. I pray to have that kind of faith, you know. I mean, and this guy could fall and die in like a second. You know, most of us, you know, thank God are not in that situation. I mean, you had a good scare for yourself, but what else can you do except cry out to Jesus during that whole time? You know, let him carry you through.
And I tell you, so many of those, not just Nick and his sister, but we are so blessed because Sarasota, Bradenton, even up to Riverview, Showtown, we've got many retired performers, and a lot of them, you know what, they're basically, they love to do daredevil things. They were performers, and now they basically don't have a lot of retirement. They live off Social Security. But we have a lot of Nick Walendas retired through our area who were involved with circuses for the years, and these are pretty dynamic people. And I want to attest to what you're saying. I have yet to be able to secure. Now, we haven't tried for a year or two. Maybe I'll put Mike on it now. But Nick Walenda does not like to do interviews. I mean, and even, you know, Christian brother to brother. I mean, he did one for, I think, ABC, Good Morning America or something, which, quite frankly, could have been part of his overall contract obligations, you know, with the New York Times, you know, getting the permits to do all of this. But he's not an easy person to do interviews because you're right. He's a very quiet, humble guy, and certainly you can certainly buy into the fact that he's got to be a deep, not only man of faith, but he's got to be a deep thinker and concentration type person. Because those step by steps, and you really brought it to mind. He is constantly chattering on that wire, and either to Jesus or to himself, and so. Last night when the pole slipped or whatnot, that had to be quite a moment. But there again, you know, he probably, you know, I would love to have him come in and take my Bible study for a Sunday or take a worship service. Tell us your testimony on trusting Jesus. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the other great point is that it just goes to show you, no matter what your gifts or talents are, your abilities, God can use, you know, anything to bring glory to himself, if that's what your heart's desire is. And it may not be a tightrope walker. I'm sure as heck not. I wouldn't get out there, you know. But
I dare you. I double dare you. Hey, I got. Oh, I don't have it. I was going to double dog dare you, but I won't do that. Go ahead.
The triple dog dare, right?
There you go.
Well, listen, I appreciate you, brother. It's great to hear you on the radio. So I appreciate your encouragement and your information every day. So I'll talk to you again soon.
Well, Chris, enjoy the hot summer with you and your family. But summers are for family, and I hope you are representative of all of our families to get out and spend some time together.
Good plan, bro. Awesome. God bless you.
All righty. 877-943-9673. And I want to tell you that I will still double, triple, double dog Chris to get out there.
I triple dog dare you.
That's for you, Chris. The volcano is calling. We come back. Let's talk about Abraham Lincoln. I want to look at his testimony because a new Bible has just surfaced. Well, it's an old Bible, 150 years old. I want to tell you that story, but how about your life? Are you making your own decisions, or are you calling on divine help? 877-943-9673. We'll check in with SRN News. Be right back.
Back on all the years, I know that you're in a better place, but I'm still here missing you today. It isn't easy to say goodbye, but I know it's only for a little while.
W262 CP, Bayonet Point.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. An executive order from President Trump calls for hospitals to disclose upfront actual prices for common tests and procedures. The idea is to give people practical information they can use to help save money. Mr. Trump says for too long it's been virtually impossible to know the real price and quality of health services. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo in the United Arab Emirates, after meeting in Saudi Arabia aimed at discussing how to build a global coalition to counter Iran. Pompeo met with Saudi King Salman to discuss the heightened tensions in the Persian Gulf and concerns over protecting maritime security. Jurors deliberated less than 90 minutes before returning a guilty verdict today at the federal death penalty trial of a former University of Illinois doctoral student who killed a visiting scholar from China after abducting her at a bus stop. This is SRN News.
This is a special alert for Americans who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes. Get ready for a toll-free hotline number. Call and get free information on how to take advantage of new initiatives that could significantly reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. Call Stop IRS Debt today at 800-893-8907. Learn how you can stop collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments, all by using a proven A-plus BBB-rated tax system that negotiates with the IRS for you. If you haven't filed returns in years, or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get tax relief. The government is ready to work out a generous program that can resolve your tax debt quickly. Be warned, this situation won't last forever, and your tax debt will only get worse if you don't act now. Do not try to handle it yourself. Call Stop IRS Debt now for free information. 800-893-8907. That's 800-893-8907. 800-893-8907.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundTampa.com. SurroundTampa.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Looking for more than just a job? Searching for a career path with a higher calling? Find a job you can believe in and get excited about at ChristianJobs.com. ChristianJobs.com is the largest Christian employment website with thousands of job listings. They connect devoted people like you with thoughtful employers that share your values. Once you log on and see the quality job opportunities available, you'll never settle for just a job again. Log on to ChristianJobs.com. That's ChristianJobs.com.
Hey, Florida, have you recently heard this or this? Then you need to hear this.
Auto Glass America.
They're the best in the biz. Just one call, and they'll come and quickly fix your windshield for free. And guess what? They'll buy back your old windshield for cash on the spot. They offer a lifetime warranty. So when you hear this Call Auto Glass America at 813-96-GLASS. Full coverage insurance required.
Auto Glass America.
This is Dennis Prager. I want to invite you to join me for a travel opportunity that may be the highlight of your year, maybe even one of the highlights of your life. I'm headed back to Israel in December 2019 for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour. A tour of the key sites and places meant to give you an unprecedented view of a world you've likely only read or heard about. Come home inspired, renewed, and empowered by the experience if you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel. This is your opportunity.
Click Stand with Israel at letstalkfaith.com.
Imagine if I told you that an earthquake was going to hit tomorrow right where you live. That it would be 6.5 in magnitude with aftershocks occurring twice 25 minutes apart. You'd no doubt talk with your loved ones and you'd make a plan today. It's true, I can't tell you an earthquake will happen tomorrow. But what if it does? Shouldn't you have a plan? Go to ready.gov/communicate and make your emergency plan today. Don't wait. Communicate. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We're going down to the river, down to the river, down to the river to pray. Yeah, yeah. Let's get washed by the water, and rise up in amazing grace. Let's go down, down, down to the river. You will be changed. Let's go.
I'm back, Bill Bunkley here. I just had church. Just excuse me. I just had church for a few minutes. There's something about that chorus. And for me, it just, I know I'm a broken harp on this, but man, I just think about the Jordan River. I think about visiting there. I think about baptizing my son, which was just a symbolic baptism. He was baptized much earlier in life. He's 13 now, but that was just a symbolic baptism that I got a chance to do as his dad in the Jordan River. But to watch, but to be so blessed to watch those that I was leading out in our Israel tour. In fact, you know, Mike, 2 years ago, right now, we were in Israel. And I was reminded of that by one of our pilgrims in church on Sunday. I hadn't thought about it, but one day, I just hope God will open up the door, and I would love to take some folks from right here, again, of our WTBN listing area, along with the answer stations and with the biz, just memories. But I'll tell you what, going down to the river, and that chorus just absolutely connects with my spirit. Well, let's talk a little bit about your life, and I want to talk about it parallel with the life of Abraham Lincoln. Now, the basis for this, and I'm looking at the photograph of this precious-looking Bible. By the way, phone lines are open, 877-943-9673, and connecting with you this afternoon. You know, many presidents have had their allegiance not only to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, but of Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit. And there have been different Bibles that were in the possession of President Abraham Lincoln that have been used down through the years by other presidents as they have taken their oath of office. Having a hand on the Bible is something very special in this country. And I hope that the Supreme Court will never get to a foolish decision that that is somehow unconstitutional. And in fact, President Trump and President Obama both used one of Abraham Lincoln's Bibles when they were standing up on that podium on Inauguration Day. Now it's been 150 years, but what a story. There is another Lincoln Bible. And this one is inscribed not on the inside, but on the front cover. 150 years ago. It has been kept hidden. Scholars haven't seen it. We haven't seen it. way back in 1864, President Lincoln acquired this Bible 1 year before he was assassinated. 1 year before a coward put a bullet in the back of his head. Well, the story goes he had gone to Philadelphia, the city of love, and he went to help them in a fundraiser. It was a fundraiser for a hospital. This hospital was treating members who fought in the Civil War who were wounded. And so Abraham Lincoln went down in his love and compassion to try to help stimulate the fundraising. And they awarded him a Bible. Why do you think they awarded him a Bible? I think by this point, they knew the president had a connection with God, had a connection with Jesus Christ. Not only did they give him a Bible, but on the front, and by the way, the Bible's in great shape. Why? We'll tell you in a moment. It's been in the hands of one family passed down since they got it from President Lincoln's wife. The inscription says, to Abraham Lincoln, President of the United States, from the ladies of the Citizens Volunteer Hospital of Philadelphia. So a year later, John Wilkes Booth, or, you know, there's some new data coming out of whether or not John Wilkes Booth actually lived or not. Was it his body that was shot on that farm? So controversy avails, but I don't think there's controversy that he shot Lincoln. So a year after the war had ended, Lincoln's spending some time with his wife, who he also talked about wanting to take a trip to the Holy Land. He wanted to go to Jerusalem. He wanted to see the holy sites. And I've often thought about that, as I have encouraged many of you to take a pilgrimage once in a life. Certainly it would have been much harder for Abraham Lincoln than it is as it is today. Today it's basically more a question of being blessed with the financial availability to make the trip, certainly not because of the time. President was assassinated. After that happened, his wife, Mary Todd Lincoln, there was a family friend, there was a neighbor, and he was a Baptist minister. His name is, interesting, Noyes Minor. You spell that N-O-Y-E-S. Noyes Minor. You know, oftentimes we look up a name, like you look up William, and my name means bold protector. Okay? We'll look up Michael's. We'll get that done. But I wonder what the definition would be for no yes. I mean, would it be someone who procrastinates? Someone who can't make a, decisionless? That's what your name means. So anyway, folks, it doesn't mean any of that. Just a little fun along the story way here. But anyway, Pastor Reverend Minor kept the book in his family. Went down through generations. Well, now they are going to, or have donated it to, the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Museum. Alan Lowe now enters the story, enters the picture. Alan Lowe is the executive director of the Lincoln Museum. And he's a wise man because this is a reminder. This book of the scriptures reminds him that the Bible actually reveals a lot about Lincoln's views when it came to religion and what we know as a faith. Mr. Lowe shared, quote, his views, being Lincoln views, quote, their evolution over time is a fascinating one that tells us much about our 16th president, how he viewed himself, how he viewed the world around him, and how he viewed the future of our nation. Does that describe some of the thoughts that you have about your life? Sure it does. Sure it does, if you're thinking. Now, if you are anywhere of a Abraham Lincoln historian, you know that there's reports about his early life that he was actually an atheist. And there's a book written by Marvin Olasky that in this book, The American Leadership Tradition, that Mr. Olasky talks about him questioning as a young man the truth of the scriptures. Olasky would make the case that even after he finally won and became the president, he still had his doubts. And some of you may have doubts today. You're thinking about it. You're processing it. Maybe you haven't bought into all of this Jesus stuff, this Holy Spirit stuff, this God stuff. In fact, Olasky would say that Abraham Lincoln, far as he was concerned, you know, he was in deep mud with what was happening in the country at that time, and that that Lincoln's God, little g, in 1861 and 1862, was not God the Father, but was God the Union of the United States of America, not Jehovah. But in 1862, and maybe some of you can relate to this as well, as I share this fascinating story, Lincoln's life hit one of those bends in the road that I've been talking about. Kind of like my bend in the road. Something unforeseen. Well, as much as the God of Lincoln might have been the Union, things weren't doing as he planned for the Union Army. Because the newspapers that supported the Yanks, as well as newspapers in the South that supported the rebels, they were both on Lincoln. They both attacked him. And this was a dark time because, if you remember, he had a little boy named Willie. Meant a lot to Abraham Lincoln. And a lot to his wife. And Mary Todd would never be the same, because little Willie died in 1862. So I don't know about you, but I can relate when everything is coming down. And that's when Abraham began to really get some time alone, read the scriptures, maybe something that should be what you ought to be thinking about right now. And at that time, that's when the Union, they got whooped really bad at the Second Battle of Manassas. And about that time, Abraham Lincoln said, Lord, I want to know more about you. I want to get close with you and learn of you. Lincoln wrote, and I quote, my own wisdom seemed insufficient. He wrote that to a close protege. I was driven many times upon my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I had nowhere else to go. Is that you today? Are you listening and have that feeling that there's nowhere else to go? you can get on your hands and knees, or when you get to your destination in the car, and you can say, Lord, I don't have any idea where I'm going. I have nowhere else to go. I need to come to you. And as I encourage you in your relationship with Christ today, just like Abraham Lincoln found Christ, I want to encourage you if you've never given your life to him, and I want to encourage you if you know that you have lived a life outside the boundaries of his love for you, and if you want to take all that pressure off and live in a joy and peace of Christ, now you can. I want to leave with you before we sign off a letter that Lincoln wrote, not about this Bible, we don't believe, about another Bible. He said, and I quote, "In regard to this great book, I have but to say, it is the best gift God has given to man. All the good the Savior gave to the world was communicated through this book. But for it, we could not know right from wrong. All things most desirable for man's welfare here and hereafter are to be found portrayed in it." Milner once wrote that Lincoln believed not only in the overwhelming providence of God, but in the divinity of the sacred scriptures. And that the First Lady told him at Ford's Theater that Lincoln was planning a post-White House visit to Jerusalem to see the places hallowed by the footsteps of the Savior. And Lincoln often mentioned God in his speeches. Going to sign off in just a moment, and we've certainly been honored to have you with us, but as we reflect on this latest Bible for Abraham Lincoln, I must say that the most important story, the most important news, the most important fact that we can deal with today, my dear friend, is your salvation in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I urge you to either ask him into your life today, to ask him to come back in your life if you have strayed from him, or if he is the Lord of your life, thank him for his presence in your life. Going to be signing off in just a moment, tell you how much of an honor it is always for us to be with you. Going to tell you that coming up next, my pastor, Dr. Ken Whitten, his edition of Living Truth is coming up right along the way, and we would invite you to be a part of that. Until tomorrow at 4, have a blessed evening. God bless and good night.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.